working a Maisa, when he went, that was Rabbi Yochanan, it was a Maisa of Amar Rabbi Yosef Mekod, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chuna. It's a Maisa of Rav Chuna. Rav Chuna bar Bizna.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, yeah.
The Chol Gidolei Hadar. Gans Klal Yisrael, the Gans Klal Yisrael. Iklu b'sukkah, they went to the sukkah b'shmin the savik shrim and meis
ha'av yasa
sad b'ruch b'riche. What's the raya? The dil masfil l'klav yom akev v'shvich v'yon v'rish and shuvim v'varach in v'varach. What's the raya? Maybe they hold like the man the Yomar. They want to make the bracha.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So therefore, the word gemi, we have a tradition. Did me afar also the same of a place afar. It's the name of a mokum.
Therefore,
Bar the mokum. Did you ever go on vacation?
Ni.
Therefore, what's the raya? The afar. Let's see Rashi. No, afar. I'm sorry. It means the metal. Let's see Rashi. What's the gemiri? Lamaditi merabayis.
Well, let's learn. Let's learn.
Top Rashi's.
Brich lebrachina deshmini hu ve'ain sham sukkah.
Deshmini hu ve'ain sham sukkah. Shem sukkah salav. V'ha'inu lezel lezeh. Lesukkah d'loy mevarchina lebracha. Es yom shmini chag atzeres hazeh.
What is Rashi saying?
Rashi got in the previous word. He's telling. We learn that stuff. Basic stuff. Vayit. Nikoy rabbi yochel yodach. The amar loy mevarchina le'yeshem sukkah. You don't make bracha le'yeshem sukkah. Give me from Morris. What's the raya? Maybe he holds like the man, the Amar, that you make a bracha on the first line of Sukkot, Lei Shei Basukkot.
Yeah, maybe he holds like that, days. Yeah.
And he's through the Gemara, Gimir, of a tradition, then the Afar Ko'asu, the metal, the Bizna, this person, the Maisa, the Maisa Ra.
What does that have to do with metal?
A metal. A metal means from they were traveling. They were not in the Mokoyim where there was a Sukkot. This was the first time.
So what's the translation of Afar?
A metal.
What's a meadow?
A meadow means like a wasteland,
oh.
A place where there's no one is living,
uh-huh.
Just like a desert area. Okay,
okay?
Maybe it's look at Rashi. Gimiri, we have a tradition that this maisa, this barvusta maisa, what was the maisa? The maisa was who's the people over here? Was the Rav Chuna bar Bizna? This is the barvusta maisa from Rav Yehuda Rav Chuna bar Bizna. It's a legend. They went and they sat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. They did not make the bracha leishay basukkah.
Right.
And the ma'isa was they were away the entire sukkahs.
Okay.
All 7 days of sukkah they did not sit in the sukkah. Where were they? How could it be they did not sit in sukkah all 7 days? Oynis Rachmana Patre. They were travelers. Memela. So now was the first time they did the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore, even though you may be correct that you make only one bracha, that's assumed that you sat in the sukkah when sukkah began.
But they only came this, to that destination
right,
when they said the Shmini Atzeres.
So therefore, now is the only chance they have to make a bracha. It's either now
but yet they still didn't
make a bracha. They did not make a bracha.
Oh, that makes it even starker.
It's a raya that you don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres.
L'madot Shem Rabbi says, when he says L'madot Shem Rabbi says, who's L'madot?
Rashi says, my teachers taught me.
Oh, I said,
Shehen Bo Min Shehen Bo Min Ha'afar. From the meadow. A meadow is like a place where animals graze.
Where they graze, yeah.
They graze.
And this was the first time.
Exactly.
And yet they didn't make a bracha.
Right. Got it. Next Gemara. Nee. Right. Next. Therefore, the Shulchan
Aruch.
Igadam, right? Igadam, some say. Now we want to make a new machlekes. The machlekes, the previous staff. Everyone who's at Shulchan says, no one says you should make a leishe basuk. That's poshut. It's partial. Before we said the machlekes, do you make the bracha?
Right.
Before the Gemara says everyone agrees that you sit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do
here
you
say that nobody.
Here, no one says you make a bracha.
Right.
Keep leaving. Lemeisav, do you sit in the sukkah? This is what we do. This is 21st century America. Okay. This is there's no one that makes the bracha. No, unheard of. Unheard of today to find yid. To make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres Leishah B'Sukkah.
Right.
Unheard of today.
Right.
But there are different Mechilu G'deis, Minhagim. Some sit in the Sukkah, some do not sit in the Sukkah.
What?
I sit in the Sukkah. I'm a Chosid. I'm a Chosid in the Litvak. All the Chasidus, all the Koich of the Torah of Chasidus comes down on Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah.
Nee.
If you want to be Zoicha to the chef of Chasidus, you have to be in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. If you're not in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, then you're going to lose all the Torah of the Chasidus. This is the channel, the sinor of the Torah of Baal Shem Tov. How do you say Bashat? How do you pronounce it?
No, Torah of Baal Shem Tov.
The best. This is where the tzila of the besht comes. It's bedavka shmini atzeres in the tzila din hemnusa. And if you're not going to be there, you're going to lose it. You become a kalta litvak. You'll put on a tie. And you'll even close the top button. Chas v'shalom. Weiter. The one that says 7 days, he means you sit, means which sit means you don't. The one that says that Shmini Atzeres is called seven.
It's a machlaik.
You don't sit, according to this approach, you don't sit. Nikoit. Nikoit, take hold of, grab onto. Grab onto the kotels of Rabbi Yochanan. Nikoit Rabbi Yochanan, why? The Moed Shmait Samani. Who is the one that started the Sugir Mani Rabbi Yehuda Bred Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas? He, why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one that said over the, when we started today's Gemara. We start with Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi the Bar Rav Shilas Uveshmini Safik Shvi Lebar Misuka Uveshmini Safik Shvi and Shmini Atzeres. Isn't that's the term of the Gemara? The Gemara did not make up this term. The term of the Gemara for Shmini Atzeres is called Shmini Safik Shvi'i. The one that says Shmini Chagwa. That's the term of a Chutzaretz. And Lebar Misuka Yosef. And he Lebar Misuka Yosef. He is the bar, the one who said the sugya, and he sat outside the sukkah. Outside.
Wow.
The moray of this sugya is Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas.
Yeah.
And Uvishmini Safik Shvihi, Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Labar Misukkah Yosef, he sat outside the sukkah, like Rabbi Yochanan. So since the one that starts off the sugya, he's the mechaber, he carries the most weight here. He is the one that carries the most weight in the sugya because he's the Baal HaMemra. And since he says that on Shmini Atzeres you should not sit in the sukkah, that sets the tone. Who's the one that Taka says you should not sit in the sukkah?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Demori de Shmaitza, Manad Hu de Breder of Shmuel, the Iu Omar Mishmei de Rav. Oh, so it's Tifa. Because when it's Machloik is between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rav say? Rav says you should sit in the sukkah. Rabbi Yochanan says you should not sit in the sukkah. According to the upgraded version of Al Gemara, what's the maskan? According to the Gemara's maskan, the upgraded version, it's a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says you should not sit. You should. Rav says you should sit in the sukkah.
According to the Ikdamar, everybody agrees you don't make a bracha.
Machloikis,
whether you sit.
So according to Rav
you
says,
have to sit.
Rabbi Yochanan
says no.
Rabbi Yochanan says you did not sit in the sukkah. And then now, who is the one that told us what Rav said? Who is the one that is the Baal HaMemra, the messenger? Who is the one that told us what Rav said? It was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shilas. It was Rabbi Yehuda Braid Rav Shmuel. He is the one who taught us in the name of Rav that you should. He is the one that taught us the name of Rav that
you should sit in the sukkah.
And he himself did not sit in the sukkah.
Oh, who himself?
Rav Yehuda Braid Rav
Shmuel. How do you know that?
That's what the Gemara says. That's back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the halacha? The Gemara says, go back. Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Nekoit Rav Yochanan Yadcha. Why? The Mar de Shmaitza. Who's the one that taught us the name of Rav that you should sit in the sukkah?
Right.
It was Mani. It was Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. And what did he himself do? He himself, we have pictures. We have pictures, videos.
But where's this recorded before that he did different than what he said?
The next words. Uvishmini, Safik Shvihi, he himself, Rav Yehuda Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Lebar Mitzuka Yosef. So look at this.
What is Lebar Mitzuka?
Outside the sukkah. Like Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
So the one that's telling us the Shita of Rav, that you should sit in the sukkah, even he is not sitting in the sukkah.
Yeah.
You hear?
And therefore,
that says a lot. That says Avelt.
That he really holds like Rabbi
Yochanan. That he holds Rabbi Yochanan. If even the person that tell that that's reporting.
So, but why is he quoting the name of Rav then?
He's teaching us that. What are you telling us? Lahadir Lahadir is telling us what Rav holds. He's telling us what Rav holds. Rav holds that you should sit in the sukkah. But even though he's telling us what Rav holds, so you would expect that if he's one that's telling us what Rav holds, and it should be Yochanan, you would expect that he holds that. If he's telling us what Rav says, that you should sit in the sukkah, you'd expect that he also would sit in the sukkah.
Right.
And yet he didn't.
Right.
It must be because he knew the MS.
Right.
He knew the MS.
Yeah.
It's like the Maisa. It's like the Maisa Shahai. There was a guy, a fellow who was about to, he was 120 years old, was about to leave this world. And he said to me, he was a Litvak. He was a cult, a Litvak, as cult as it gets. Like Pacha. He shuckled, he was cold, and if you try to warm him up, he would get ruined. And he had a son, that Mamish, you know, Rachmanis, he became a chosid. And became like Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel. He became like a chosid with Peyas, the Ganzach, and he said to his son that if you're going to say the Yatzmach Purkurne, the Kodim Mashichai, when I die, then don't say Kaddish for me. I don't need
you. So what are you trying to bring
don't
up from this?
Don't for me.
From this joke.
So the guy that was, and with those last words, he closed his eyes and went to Ilmo MS. The neck right away. As soon as he died, they buried him right away. The son. He says Kaddish. He's Kadal. He's Kadash. V'yatzmach purkuni v'kadim shichei. So the Rav said to him, "Your father gave it tzava not to do this. What are you doing?" So the son said, "Now the tat is in the Ilmo MS. He knows I'm right." You like that joke?
Not really. It's too long because we could have covered ground.
You have to be posech with at least a milsa b'dichus in order to give the Torah time.
Yeah, but not in the middle of learning, before learning.
The hilchasa, what's the halach, what's the bottom line?
The hilchasa, meisav, yasvina, b'rich,
l'mechina. We said, b'ruch l'mechina. And it's brought out in Shulchan Aruch, or it's Aleph, it's brought out in Shulchan Aruch, in the Maimini, and in Shulchan Aruch. So how could there be a litvak in the veld that goes against the din of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch? Hayitachin, such a zach that there are litvaks today that don't follow what it says in the Gemara. There's less mandapolik. This is a veldskasha. It's a veldskasha. It's a beferish Gemara. Meisav yasvinan beruchin lo mevarchinan. How could you go find a person the ganze veld that does not sit in the sukkah on shmini atzeres? It's a beferish Gemara. The chassidim, they always are right.
Nay.
The varma yidin, they're always right.
Nay.
So what's the pshat? Teretz says when the Gemara said this, it was in Bavel. In Babel, it was a warm climate.
Oh, I heard that.
And the Mela, it's pleasant to sit in the sukkah. So therefore, it's not an open Baal Taisa. But in America, it gets cold, Amol.
Well, not in this year.
Not in a year, but Amol, it used to be the Friedrich Guderis. It got very, what about by the Russians? What about the Chabad? What about up in Russia here?
Rabbi Yochanan lived in Yerushalayim. He lived in that.
No, Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, don't sit only one day. Anyway, they sit one day. Rabbi Yochanan. There's an Akash Rabbi Yochanan.
But Rabbi was an opinion of you have to sit. Rabbi
was in Bavel. Rabbi was in Bavel. Rav is the one that said you sit 8 days.
Oh, I see.
The Gemara is passing not like Rabbi Yochanan.
So you think why would Rav sit because that was in Bavel?
Rav Paskin, you sit in the sukkah 8 days on Shmini Atzeres.
So you're answering why Rav said
no. If anything for us today, the Gemara Paskins, bless man, Shmini Atzeres.
And why don't we follow that?
So go look in America. Why don't we follow that? So the answer is because the Gemara Rav was discussing where he lived.
It was very pleasant.
And the Gemara in Talmud Bavli in Bavel. So then it would not appear to be about Tosif if they sat in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. But in America.
When did you see that
in Russia, Greenland? What?
Where did you hear
it? Those ants, the gasha. When it gets very cold, or there are bees, or there are rodents, what are you sitting in the sukkah for? Then it looks, it's Tysus. Look at Tysus. Oh, look at Tysus.
Tysus says that?
Tysus says,
where's the Tysus?
Hachaksiv commission. I don't see that. They say Kuliam Lippling the Yasin and Belul of Leirots and Sakin Kalshi. Then where's
Tysus? No.
Avul Sukkah.
There's
right,
no
right. Tises. No, Tises, though, he says the idea. Top Tises. That Tad may.
Basically, I'm like, please, I'm like, yes, you know.
Belul of Leratzu, Lesakin, Klaushi, Talen, Halul, Misafik, with Yishu, Yamdif, Yamdif, Muksa, till too late. Umin could also shenag, but Minik Khoil. Why don't you take the lulav on Shmini Atzeres?
It was boilet that you
should. It's muksa. It's mamish bal toisef. It's boilet. Gevald galor. That's a gevald galor word you said. Boilet. Mamish. You have the language. You got it all. You got the voice. You got the language.
But sukkah.
Avol sukkah. Pardon me. Shasukase areva.
He alludes to that.
It's pleasant. Areva lava oichel ba afilu biyamtif or the deer megiris on the sar.
But you're saying that was
megiris on the sar. That was like zvav. So you shami right.
But
Yom-tif.
You're saying, but in places where it's cold already.
Oh, in America, I come
for many times, America. for many years. You see, even America, it's very pleasant.
Okay, so but some years yes, some years not. It's a good. This is the terrace. This is the answer for those people who do not.
So could I ask you something? Those people are makta in the sukkah, and let's say it gets really cold.
They're not allowed
remember
to.
Back in the
1980s, they're not
allowed to. Would you eat in the sukkah?
You're not
remember, I had to go with my sweater.
You're not supposed to. No, you don't eat the sukkah. If it's mamish very uncle, then you don't, because then it's mamish boiler like we used to.
Or if it rains.
It's rain of adiyon, so you never sit in the sukkah. It's a person because this person's called a shaita.
I once saw somebody with a shlak. He put a shlak in on
it. Okay, the tagas are shita. But enochanami. We don't.
I've eaten by him many years, and he I don't know why he doesn't have a shlak. He doesn't have a morning, and he sits in the sukkah while
even when it's raining. There's such a shita. Does nish for uns in the mention? Does the hill
for the mention? Like Rav Schmidman. That's
maybe for the hill.
By the way, I just want to mention this is a shita that we say in the yotzeres.
Yeah.
They asked the kasha. If you notice, we say in the yom hashmini atzeres. We leave the sukkah and we go home, we eat. How do you fend for that? We say the yotzeres by night. Whoever says our rabbis.
We do. Simchas Torah. Eating in the sukkah. You'd see him in a sukkah.
Yeah, but in Eretz Yisrael there was only one day. So what's the pshat?
The yotzeres?
He says, Shmina Tzeres comes. It says in the yotzeres, you leave the sukkah and you go home to eat.
So maybe what it means is that when Shmina Tzeres comes, you leave the sukkah on Shvi to go into the bais on Shmini.
No. Look in the
okay,
masa.
I hear. I don't know the answer.
They
ask the kasha. It's the Vilts kasha.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, I don't even know what yotzeres are. Vita.
Next.
Weiter mit Gemara, neue Gemara, neue Unfang, an neue Unfang, mitten in die Udavnen sein, weil die Schulli mir told me that Yiddish,
An
neue Udavnen, mitten in die Udavnen sein, am
Rauch, am Rauch, am Rauch,
am Rauch, am Rauch, am Rauch, am Rauch, am Rauch, am Rauch, am Rauch, am Rauch, am בשמיני של חג, ואין היום זמן בשביל של פסח, but you don't say שחיין על שביל של פסח. ויאמר לוי ברכה ברכה, ויתן לה מכון בר בר חנינה, תדע בריאה. What's the reason why? עכשיו יכול להיות בגמול דברים. There are three differences between שמיני הצערס over the and שבי. בגמול דברים. Number one, בגמול, עכשיו יכול להיות בגמול דברים, בסוק, בלול וניסח המים, there are three things that you do not do, on שמיני הצערס, you don't sit in the sook, you don't take the dalim, you don't do ניסח המים. But Pesach is the Zelbezach, there's no chilek between Shvi Shal Pesach and Shish Shal Pesach. There's no difference. It's a melacha.
Right.
But mitzvah is the Zelbezach.
Right.
Rabbi Yudim says, Beloi koyim in Asya, kol shmoinda, oh, it's not so poshut, because according to Rabbi this man, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda, he says they would do Nisach HaMayim.
Even Shmina Tzeres.
Even Shmina Tzeres. Hari cholik b'mezvarim. Frag the Gemara
Yachi Fresh. Of course,
Rabbi Yehuda, yeah. Yachi, Yachi, Rabbi Shri Shal Pesach, Nami, Hari cholik b'achilas matzah. There's no chiti matzah on day 7, according to one man. Why? V'yamamar, Laila ha-rishoy n'choyva, mikan ve'elich rishus.
That's how we passed it.
Only the first night is a choyva, all of it is a rishus. Hachi hash, how can you compare? Hasam.
No, you can compare. One has one, the other one has two.
Oh, good. Okay, so it's a good kasha. From the another kasha.
What's the review though?
Oh, the guy that hachi hashto hasam milaylo cholik miyam in the cholik. The difference is there. It's only different by night. The first day at night you must eat matzah, and shvi you don't have to eat matzah.
Ah.
But the first day by day, you also do not have to eat matzah. The first day of Pesach.
Right.
Do you have nearly matzah? The Zel Pesach. So therefore Shvihi is identical to Rishon Binogea Hayoim. Yeah?
Yeah.
Vaitahocha afilu miyom na'ami cholak. Because here when it comes to day, there's also, besides the night, besides there's no sukkah at night, by day there's also a difference. There is no Nisach HaMayim and there is no Lulav.
Yeah.
Vaitah. Ravina Omar, another difference, another beautiful, this is a very important difference. This difference, the mamish, tilei tilim shel halacha, nagoda and halacha are on the next line. Why? That's why this daf is by far my favorite daf.
Uh-huh.
Nem Zayin is my favorite because of this next line of Gemara. Ravina Omar, zecholik mishalifonav, zecholik mishalifnei panav. Smurdi gvart. This is different from the day before, and this is different from before what comes before. Okay, this is Shalosh Shulis. Rav
Adrav.
Rav Adrav.
So what's
Rashi? Let's see Rashi. This is a very halakhic Vardi Gemara. This is a real Chassidish Vardi, this Gemara.
Nee.
This Vardi is only for the Chassidim, this Vardi.
Nee.
The Litvaks can all leave.
Nee.
They go get a cup of coffee outside. And Yehuda, look back and look in the Rashi. Ha ha. Okay, from the day before, Shvi, but Shvi Shal Pesach, Ein Cholok Ela Min Harisha. In other words, Shmini Atzeres is different from the day before. What do you do on the seventh day of Sukkos? Everything is the same.
Right.
Business as usual. You go into the Sukkah, you shake Lulav and Esra, you do Nisach HaMayim. Comes the eighth day, what happens? It's a change of scenery.
Right.
Back into the house to Lulav Neshuk. Shvi Shal Pesach, you try to make a difference from Shvi back 7 days ago. Shvi is identical to Shishi.
When?
Shvi Shal Pesach.
Yeah, Shvi Shal Pesach. Yeah.
Is there any difference between Shvi and Shishi? Shishi,
no.
Nothing. Chamishi, nothing. Revi, nothing. Shlishi, nothing. Sheni, nothing. Oh, it's different than Rishon. You hear the difference?
Because Rishon, you're going to eat matzah at
night. But that's already old news. That's already ancient news. We're now holding Shvi. You're trying to go say, we should say a Shechayanu on Shvi, because it's a malacha. You can't do malacha. And it's fundamentally different than before. Before what? Yes, today is Shvi. It's fundamentally different than Shishi. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's the same thing. Today is Shvi Shal Pesach. Whatever I did, are you allowed to have chametz today?
No.
No, yesterday, no. Same exact thing. So what is the difference? Why should I make a Shechayanu?
Why don't you make a Shechayanu? Because it's one extension.
That's what the Gemara is saying. In order to make a Shechayanu, there has to be something fresh. Fresh.
Shmini is a separate Yom Tov.
Why is it separate?
Because you don't have all the mitzvahs you had before.
So Shvi.
The only mitzvah you have is a Teres.
So Shvi is also different because on the day number one, you had an obligation to eat matzah. Until you don't have an obligation to eat matzah. Forget about all the mitzvahs. So talk about one mitzvah. I only need to have a teeny difference. A teeny difference should suffice to make a fundamental difference. So what's the difference? The difference is. Shmini Atzeres, why do you make a Shechayanu on Shmini Atzeres? Because Shmini Atzeres is fundamentally different than Shvi. Correct?
Yeah.
So Shvi Shel Pesach is fundamentally different than the first day of Pesach.
I hear what you're saying.
So what's the Gemara's answer? You're right. I'm masking.
But
there's a gap. There's a gap. Shmini. Shmini Atzeres and Hoshana Rabbah are back-to-back. Such a drastic change that allows us...
I see what you're saying. Since Shvi is so far removed from the first
right.
one, there's such a gap.
Right, exactly.
That's what he's saying over here.
Yes, that's exactly what he's saying over here. Back to tomorrow.
Let's chase the Gemara again.
So we have this. The Gemara gives another answer.
Ravin Amar, Zeh Cholik Shel Afanav, Zeh Cholik Shel Afanav.
Milifnei Afanav. Going back.
Pesach.
Is a lost place over here. Where are you?
Are you saying the Rashi now?
No, I'm saying the Gemara. I'm saying the Rashi. Just look at the Gemara. Zeh cholok milifanav and zeh cholok milifnei fanav.
Lifnei fanav is referred to Pesach.
Pesach. It's backwards.
Yeah.
Vait. Ha-ha. Now you have a new answer. Omer HaPapa. Omer HaPapa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Omer HaPapa. Omer
HaPapa. Ha-ha. Another answer. Anaya answer. Another answer. Ha-ha. It says a par.
Where?
It says a par. It says by pariach by shmini atzeres.
Okay.
Par hasam ksiv parim. So what does that mean?
And look by at Rashi. Says parim.
Parim. So let's see Rashi. The korbanos are fundamentally different. Hachak ksiv parim ksiv parim. Lokol yibeyachak kraven parim karam harbe. Umismatim halchem echel echel yom. Ad yom shvi until day seven. She kraven parim shiva seven parim.
We're saying here,
it's not part of the Seder. When you go every single day, you start out on day number 13.
Yeah.
And you're 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. You go down to 7. So what should you do on Shmini Atzeres? 6.
You, no, we don't
no,
do that.
No, one. Oh. One. So the day is outside the Seder. Whereas Shvi Yishol Pesach V'Zel Bazach. Koele. They lay in the same Koele on Shvi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They lay in Koele all 7 days. They lay on Shvi also they lay in Koele. Vaita. That's a Gvaldi answer. But this is the Koele answer.
Okay.
It says hachem
means referring to sukkah.
It means when you go, no. B'yom hasam siv uviyoyim, meaning that in the sequence of days of all the korbanos in Parshas Pinchas ben Elazar, when you go through all the korbanos, so this b'yom. Bayom Harishain, Uva Yom Ashenu, Uva Yom Ashlish, Uva Yom Ashenu. The 8 days of Sukkot.
Okay.
So when you go through all the 8 days of Sukkot, every single day is followed by Uva Yom Ashenu, Uva Yom Ashlish. When you get to day, it's Bayom Hashmini.
Also, therefore,
there's no Vav.
Right.
There's no Vav Achibur.
Yom
Chorai. Oh, so it's under the tog. Has Chaksev by. So Nachman says, Chaksev Bayom, Chaksev Uva Yom. Okay, Rashi. Rashi, Chaksev Uva Yom. Answer them next. Rav Ashi Yomar Hachok. So it says Kam Mishpat. Hasam Siv Kam Mishpat Ham.
That's a little tricky.
It's a little tricky. This one. Look at Rashi. Rashi Rav Ashi Yomar Bishvik. So it says Bimisparam. Now you have to be very careful. You have to Kriya. You have to be very careful because it's very tricky. Each one of the days not has a unique characteristic.
Oh, yeah.
One it says uviyoyim, this is by the trump is a little bit different. And one place it says nisocheha. One place it says it's a different word. One day it says each one of the 8 days there's a little nuance that can really throw you off track. It's not carbon copy, even though the korbanos get less and less. It's a little tricky.
Why? There must be a reason, of course.
There is. The Gemara has a lot of drush on this. But it says on Rashi,
if
Rashi
people make
says,
mistakes, they tend to make mistakes sometimes.
No, because this, the Balakriya know this. They know to look out for this. Because everyone's out to get them for this. I'm not joking. When everyone knows this is where they mess up, that's where they all.
So what is he saying
about
Kimishvot?
So Rav Ashi, the Shriek says, Vos tutsuchta. There's a war going on here.
B'shvi
k'siv bimisparam. And it says bimisparam kimishpatam. Both are plural. Both are plural. Mashma kimishpat kol karbonoi sh'or hayamim. It says kimishpatam. By the way, only by Shvi. It does not say that. It does not say that by the other 6 days. That's the change. That's the change. You have to be aware. You have to be very careful to make sure you don't make that mistake. Kimishpatam. Kimishpatam. Mashma kimishpat kol hakorbanos shor hayamim uvi korbanos shmini ksiv it says bimisparam kamishpat not kimishpatam.
Oh, I see.
So on the other 7 days, it's all the zelbazach. It's kimishpatam, kimishpatam. Like they all give me the zelbazach.
The Shvi it says plural, but mispar kamishpat.
But by shmini it says kimishpat. Asan mishpat.
But here it says kimishpat machyachet.
Right.
Also,
the maskana, how many ends do we have? How will he take away to lama nikru talmidei chachamim soifrim? They count. There are three types of people in this world: those who know how to count and those who don't.
Yeah. Okay.
So what does it say over here?
We listed out a few things.
So what are the ends? How many ends do we have over here? We have to count. Count Dracula.
Nay.
We have to count all the numbers. How, over here, what does it say? How many ends do we have in the Gemara? We want to know why we're making bracha. Shav Yochan asked the kasha. Zman
b'shemeshu. First of all, Rav Chanina.
Ah, Rav Chama Bar Chanina. That's number one. Fine. Then we have
Yehuda's.
No, now that was part of that answer. And then we have Ella Miyam Ravina. Ravina, that was number two. Ravina. Chalik Milifanav Milifnefanav. Rab Papa was number three. Rab Papa said, Rab Papa's answer. Rab Nachman by Yitzchak says, Biyoim. And then number five was.
Ravashi.
Okay, so there's one thing we learned today. We came over here, Sukkim Zion, my favorite daf. Is five answers. Five answers to Fataych. Why
you make a Shachiyanu
on Shmini Atzeres, and we don't make a Shachiyanu on Shlishal Pesach. Shmini Atzeres is about an andere Zach. A Shachiyanu Gewalt Gezach. We should all be Zoiche to Shachiyanu, many Shachiyanus.
Amen.
We shall Zev Lobel. Shachianu and Rabbi Sholimin, the two Yisraelim, Misruli v'Atsruli, like Kam Kisruli. There's a Sruli Reisman, a Sruli Bornstein, and there's a Yisrael Limin, and there's a Yisrael Zev Lobel. Four Srulis. Weiter.
Lema. So next, Lema. Let's say.
Lema Messiah, bring a riot. Stay in the Torah. What's the right that you a chilik sedition between Shmini Atzeres and Shmini Shel Pesach?
Haparim
wa'el makvasim. It says the podim the il makvasim akim zeh. You have to have all them. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says because the musaf of the you have to have three different types of animals. If it's a whole combination, you have to bring a total of 70 karbonas. Mm-hmm. You have to have it goes down from 13, 12, and you bring seven kvasim and you bring two elim, right? It goes down in number, 13. So you go down in number. So if you're missing one animal, you can't just bring what you got.
You mean all together with the parma kvasim and
it's the first day? So what do you bring every single day? You bring your 13 parim. And you bring two alim, two alim, and seven kvasim. First day.
Okay.
The second day you bring 12 parim, two alim, and you know the seventy is only the parim and the alim, not the kvasim.
Always the same.
Seven. The alim also always the same. The alim
always
also two. Always two.
So what? That's less number.
Of the parim.
Right.
That's Chazal say. Chanukah.
If you count all of them, it's 70.
70. Chanukah. Why Chanukah?
When it says mismatin, it's only referring to the
parim. The parim. The parim goes down. The Chanukah. That's machlis b'shamay sil. According to b'shamay, what do you light the first night? Eight neiros. It's almost Chanukah. Chanukah's around the corner. Okay. You light eight neiros. Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two.
Yeah.
Right. So you go down. Why? Pariachag.
Yeah.
Right, the Gemara is Pariachag. Oh, mismatin v'holchim. Oh, we're coming to the Chanukah. Wait a minute, I thought it's Rosh Hashanah.
Next.
Weiter in the Gemara.
But how do you learn this Rashi? Look what Rashi says.
Then you can't bring nothing.
Oh,
don't go, so listen, there's a shortage. There's a shortage of Elam out there in the market. So listen, we have a lot. We'll bring today 13 parm. We'll bring one aisle. No, was veltos. We'll bring one aisle. Let's say there's a short. I can't get
your
an aisle.
Your short kvasim is always seven.
Yes.
And two alim.
Yes.
It's only the parm that gets
yes,
less than that.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the Avim over here says, "I'm not sure of anything. You should never trust me." But I think this is the correct.
Me next.
So the Gemara is the kasha. So the Gemara is the kasha. So that way I lost the place. I always. It's a
Lema,
good thing my head is attached. My head was not attached. I would lose my head.
Lema Messiah.
No, padim ein makim zeh zeh. How do you know that? Shem mismatin v'holchem. You don't need the parim makim zeh zeh. In other words, if you don't have the requisite number of parim, if let's say there's a shortage, I'm supposed to bring today 13. I only have five. Gesundheit, so bring five. You don't have to have all 13. Look at Rashi.
So why is Rashi saying shem mismatin v'holchem?
How do you know it's not makif? Because since the Torah shows that every single day gets less and less, it's not makif.
But that's been a Torah. But the Torah wanted it like that.
Ayin panim le Torah. Although there's a beautiful drush mismatim v'holchem connected to the umay so'olam.
Yeah, I know.
But the fact you have to go take a couple of steps back when Shmona Esrei is over, you have to take a couple of steps back.
Okay, nice.
Because the ganze Welt is not, you know, not everyone's that madrega to understand the tief inyan.
The mere fact that every day you're short.
You go lower and lower.
Therefore,
it's a gilui. It's a gilui in the Torah. The Torah is not so makbid on one specific number. If every single day you need the same exact thing, 2, 2, 2, 2, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, every day do you have to bring 7 kavasim? Yes. If the Torah says every single day of sukkah, I want there to be exactly 7, what does that reveal to us?
Yeah.
This is the number. Don't
shut up. If you don't have the right amount.
But the Torah is megale that if the first day it's 13, then it's 12, and it's 11, and it's 10, the Torah is showing, I'm not so makbid. This is how the Gemara understands this. The Chazal will yearless of Oim Kashal Dava. Look at the Rashi, look at the Rashi. Shehei mismatim miyoy mel yoyim alma like kapit alei rachmana. The Gemara Rashi is saying a murder kachidish. The another reason why it's our favorite daf. The fact that you go down, it's not makbid. Therefore, since the Torah lechatchila says 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, so it's migale. It's not so makbid. Therefore, so let's say on day number one when you're supposed to bring 13 animals, and I can't. I go out to the store, I can only find 10.
That's good enough.
Good enough. This line that we just learned, appreciate this moment, cherish this moment, is the yesoid of Chanukah, Lefi Beis Shammai. Chanukah, the Eibishter is showing us he's not so makbid. Even though we fail in our avodas Hashem, we fail according to Beis Shammai. What is the verse of Chanukah? The Chashmonoyim. Hashem, there was no lechnes kol Yehudim. There was no lechol kol Yehudim. It was Israata de Le'ela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berachem of Hamarubim. He saw that Klal Yisrael was sinking. He was sinking. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did nisim v'niflois for Klal Yisrael. Do we deserve the nisim v'niflois? Did we deserve the miracle of Chanukah? There's not one opinion that will tell that we deserved it. No one will tell you that we deserved it. Yechidim, Yechidim. No, was there a lech kinois kol ayehudim?
Some animals.
No. Was, so do we deserve it? It was a chesed elyon. Chazal say this. Israata de la'ela. Purim is Israata de la'tata. Purim, the grager is milamata.
I say that Ramah.
Chanukah, everyone says the dreidel is milamala.
Right.
It was a gift.
Yeah.
What's the pshat? It was a gift. The Abish is saying, I'm not so makbid. I'll save you. I'll make an investment. Even though you're not holding what you should be holding, Hashem will come and help you.
Yeah.
We'll invest in you.
Yeah.
That's why a Friday Yidden, they have a very big Shaychus to Chanukah.
Yeah.
Have a very big Shaychus to Chanukah.
Why?
Because Hashem is not so makbid. Hashem is that's a very dangerous thing to say.
But say Hashem is a veteran.
Chas Shalom. You know everything. This guy, he knows mamish. Every chazal, mamish.
I know, but you don't
comes
know.
Comes out of him like a fire hydrant. He knows everything.
But it's interesting. Why do you say a Friday? They have some
Shaychus
and the Pesach Seder. There's something also about that.
Why? Because this is the Yesod of Chanukah. This Rashi. Who ever know this? You go to Rashi in the middle of Sukkot after Nimzan, and I will know this Yesod.
But
Rashi, Rashi is Megale.
Since we're short every day, so therefore
it's a Gilui. Rashi says this. Look, I didn't make this up.
No, but
Rashi says
it's a Hafla, even though the toy wanted it like that.
Look at the words of Rashi. These words are Kodesh Kodesh, and these words are Rashi. Shem Mitzmatim Miyoyim El Yoyim Alma Like Kopid Alei Rachmana.
It's a Pele. It's a
like Kara. This is the Mahus.
This is a Hafla of a fellow of a Rashi.
I told you. That's why it's my favorite daf. Poiches v'hoylech, it says. It says, loy kapit ale rachmana. Sh'alma loy kapit ale rachmana. Hilkach. Therefore, it's a gilu. Even when the day we have to have 13, it's not so makbid. But in this Rashi lies a yesoid of what it means, poiches v'hoylech. When Beis Shammai says, how many nerus are in Chanukah? He says, 8 and go down. Why? Pori hachag.
Yeah.
What is Beis Shammai saying? The mahus of Chanukah is the gilu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on us even when we don't shtel tzu to everything perfectly.
Yeah.
Hashem is not makbid on us. Gotta be careful. Hashem has rachmanis, but you have avada.
No, he is makbid.
He's makbid.
Hashem loves us.
Right. You have to express it in the right words.
It's very
dangerous.
Tricky. I know.
It's tricky. Yeah. But it's the yesoid is here. The yesoid is here. Mask him?
Sure.
Oh, if he's masked, then it's a whole
next.
Next. Right. Rabbi Sholim, are you with us? Is the Greiser Rebbe with us?
Nee, next.
I want to see if he's still listening to us.
I'm right here, my friend.
Good. Weiter, the Gemara. Now we go to New Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Rabbi Yehuda says,
So what's the raya here?
Rabbi Yehuda says, the part of Ein Machmir says, we just said, okay, it's not half an hour on this. So,
yeah,
therefore, there's a machlekes. What happens on day 8?
So what's the raya?
What happens,
you make a shachiyana.
No, we're not to that yet. We did it already, shachiyana. We're done with the shachiyana.
No, he says, Lema Messiah, I'll bring you a ride. A ride to what? To our previous Gemara.
This guy, he knows, he always gets on everything.
No, I'm asking you. Isn't
he
this
knows
a,
everything. You're right.
It's an extension. It's a continuation.
Right. You're right. You're always right.
So what's the ride?
Let's go by. We're not finished yet. We have to finish it. Then we'll come back. Armulai, we're getting to that point. Armulai, they said back to him, you're wrong. Valoi kula mismatim v'holchim. Bishmi v'holchim. What's the raya? You want to bring a raya.
Nay.
Rashi over here says, "What's the Amr they said to him?
Im
mikan atolamit, af im mikan atolamit, af ha'elam biakvasim, lo yaakvu shrei kulam mismatim b'shmini." So his kash over here is just like he's asking a kash. Here's the kash. Okay, very nice. So you're saying that what did you say? Only the parim are not ma'akev,
right?
But the elim and the kvasim are ma'akev. Right. What do you mean? Even though it's taka true that day 1 through 7 you need 2 and 7 consistently.
Yeah.
How many elim and kvasim do you need on day 7? On day eight. One aisle. Par echad.
Aisle
echad. Kvasim b'neishana kvasim b'neishana shiva tamimim.
I
think I made a mistake. I think it's 14. I made a mistake. On all 7 days of the Sukkot, you bring 14 kvasim. 14. On day 7, how many kvasim? 7.
Elim?
2.
So.
2. How many? And the day 7, what do you bring? Par echad, ayil echad, shmini, par shmini atzeres. Par echad, ayil echad, kvasim b'nei shana, shiva, timimim.
Instead of 14.
So you go down everything. So for the kasha, just like you're telling me the parm are not ma'akev, why are the parim not ma'akev? Because the parim go down. Oh, you know what also goes down? The elim go down. It goes down from 2 to 1.
Therefore,
the elim shouldn't be ma'akev either. Let's say you go to the store, you only can buy one aisle. The kvasim also go down.
I see.
What's the obvious answer? It only goes down on one day.
Wow.
It only goes down on Shmini. But all 7 days of Sukkot, they don't go down, they remain constant. Uh-huh. But the Parim go down every single day. So he says, oh, what kind of answer is that? They all go down Mishmini, because on day 7 you go down from 2 to 1 and from 14 to 7. Amar lechem Shmini. You want to bring me a raya from Shmini? The fact that the Elim go down from 2 to 1 and the Kavas from 14 to 7 from Shmini? Shmini is a Yom Tov b'fnei Atzmai. That's the raya. Shechiyanu. You want to know what's the raya? So don't bring me a raya from Shmini that it goes down from 2 to 1 from 14 to 7, because Shmini is a Yom Tov b'fnei Atzmai. That's why I make a shechiyanu. Shiva b'fnei Atzmai hu. Shekashem sheshiva asilei achag tun karbon v'shir. This is the Baravus de Gemara. Just like the 7 days of the Chag, you require a carbon. Which, what do you mean a carbon? Rashi, what's the carbon are we referring to? This is a Mordi Gemara. It's a shame we're going to miss out on this Gemara now. What's the carbon? Which carbon are we referring over here? What carbon? A special carbon. Look at Rashi, Tun carbon, La'atzmam, Avzeh carbon, La'atzmam, Ve'ena, Mesedeh. The carbon over here means a different, it's not part of the Seder. It's not part of the Seder. Shmini Atzeres. It's not part of the Seder. What do you mean it's not part of the Seder?
No, he's referring to the 7 days of Sukkot.
Right, the 7 days of Sukkot, there's a Seder. 13, 12, 11, 10. 2 Elim and 14 Kvasim. Shmini Atzeres, it's not part of the Seder. Par Echad, Ayil Echad, Kvasim Bnei Shana, Shiva Timimim. It's not part of the Seder, that's Karbonos. That's number one. So it's not in
Shir.
What is Shir? It's own Shir. What's the Shir Shalyan for Shmini Atzeres? It's own Shir.
Yeah.
So the Gra knows what the Shir is. The Gra is the Shir. Ubracha, what's the Bracha? Shechianu. Shechianu Vikimanu, right? You make a Shechianu. The Lina. Lina means where you have to stay overnight. Leader Rashi is Lolun Laila Shalom Mitzoy Yomtif Harishon Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. That you have to stay over Mitzoy Mitzoy Yomtif. When you come to Yerushalayim, you have to stay the night over there for Shmiat Seres. When you after Shmiat Seres, you're allowed to go home. So if you have to stay over the night over the Af Shmini Ton, Karbon, the Shir, Ubracha, the Lina. You gotta stay over Mitzoy Yom if you have to stay over in Yerushalayim.
Okay, so therefore what he was saying.
So now my love's man. So now here's the finale. It says of your bracha.
What's the bracha? Why do you
what's the bracha? The bracha is Shachyanu. So Raya Le Mesayale.
Yeah.
Right? Got it?